This is terrible. It was so silly.
Was the Power Rangers?
But you never find out who it is.
I was the same while you're upstairs. Imagine if someone took audio from like the Batman Begins trailer and used the footage from that. I cannot be fair to them, but as a symbol. And all that matters to them is Bruce Wayne running around naked. With the Batman cape and cowl on. Imagine that image of Facebook. It was my parents wore clothes and now they're dead. It's just sitting back sitting there going, oh God, Bruce, not again. Oh, I needed that. Anywho. Hello, folks. Welcome to the This Is a Random Crap podcast. I'm your host, Lee Sensei, aka the Odd Ranger. And tonight I'm joined by
Adam, also known as Stath Grift.
Hello, huh?
Heather.
And tonight we've just watched Go the Guy presents Kekko Carmen. For those of you who don't know what Kekko Carmen is, it's basically about a female superhero who wears only a mask. That's it. And the tagline from the trailer is, no one knows my face, but everyone knows my body. On the DVD it says, she may have lost her costume, but she's never lost her fight. Wait, that's false.
Yeah, she needs several fights.
Yeah, muscle guy.
To be fair, she lost one fight just from looking at muscles so
yeah,
much
and
that she thought she was
orgasming.
Yeah. And Cece.
What?
Yeah, muscles were so good she had to drop to the floor and masturbate right there.
And Cece Samurai, who had been done by that.
I don't think she was masturbating, she was just...
She was fingers between her legs.
Right? Yeah, you couldn't see one hand.
She jumped through a window because she said she was coming.
Yeah. Fighting for justice, freedom, and the naked truth. No, that's not a skin-tight pink costume. It's a skin. She's Kekko Carmen, the dynamic, denuded damsel who fights injustice in the all together. That's quite interesting DVD artwork. I just want to point that out. Her mission? To expose the rampant classroom corruption at the Big Toenail Satan Spartan Institute of Higher Learning. All while peacefully rescuing everyone's favourite victim, the beautiful and often naked Nanumi Takahashi, from the Institute's terrifying torture chamber. As if a hentai headmaster and treacherous teacher were not enough, the well-endowed Kekko Carmen must bear it all as she goes up against a Nazi dominatrix, punishment counsellor, and a 19 missile bound superstud, the electrically charged tentacles of a gorgeous exchange student from hell, and a super sleazy snapshot taker samurai who's bent on capturing naughty photos of every girl on campus. Will our Yumi make it out alive? Or at least with her school uniform? Will a skin-clad crusader be able to straddle the line between indecent exposure and the desire to win decent treatment for schools, succulent student bodies? Keep your eyes peeled. You'll have to watch to find out. So, quick run-up of thoughts of that, what we just watched.
Basically soft porn?
Medium porn? Mm-hmm. Soft-ish?
There's no real sex there.
Not on screen, anyway.
No, but there's several implied moments.
I have a question. What the hell is in the water in this place? Because you see a lot of naked chicks in this. Quite a few.
Who sends their kids to the school of Satan's toenails, or what the hell it's called? That's the most retarded name ever.
The Big Toenail of Satan's Spartan Institute of Higher Education. They're probably all orphans.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
I mean, Toenail of Satan was the main character.
There is a point here, actually.
Yeah.
Several students were said to have transferred in from other schools.
The parents are probably dead and they've got the morph.
But anyway, my point was, you see quite a few of the girls, they have their clothes ripped off for whatever reason. Not one of them, not one, has a vagina.
Well, I think that's because in Japan it's illegal to draw that.
No.
Is it,
it's illegal to show a real one. It's not illegal to draw it if there
isn't
a pubic hair.
I thought it was male parts that were censored.
Well, it says this was made in 1991/1992, so...
Might have been a bit.
Possible.
Back then it was probably...
But the big no-no is pubic hair.
For
the sake of just putting a little line on the artwork, shadowed out, but, you know, it's quite blatant.
To be fair, she does glow light from her vagina.
She glows
and
little boy
sense of my little boy, yeah. And then she...
First month,
and then,
boy.
What was it, the muff silencer or something. And she just basically, like, chokes them out by...
Yeah.
Cross-legging them straight into her muff, like...
Which is a bit of a...
Which is funny because they like it and keep wanting her to repeat it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a very good punishment.
But it's doing more evil just to actually get her to come and do it again.
The torture in this poor girl, because they know it's the hero's favourite to make her turn up so they can ogle her.
You say it's the hero, but she only protects her.
No, she protects other people too.
Oh, it's implied, I suppose, but for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, she let that guy take all those photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
But it wasn't until he, like, strung him up and was trying to rape her that she actually turned up. So photos are apparently okay. Rape and beatings, not so much.
Don't forget, ripping off her clothes by a dominatrix throwing eyes in front of the entire student body. Yeah. It's against that. Whilst attached to a giant swastika, for God's sake.
I'd like to point out that there's very little actual story involved in this.
Pretty much porn.
Yeah, it's pretty much a very slim thing. So
maybe the manga or the live-action movies have more story? I can't comment.
No, they probably just have more porn.
I'm quite amazed how tame it was, considering we had Nazis in it, who were from the Auschwitz school.
We were expecting worse, to be honest.
The Auschwitz school, for God's sake. What was it you said, Adam? How are they advertising for these punishment counsellors?
Yeah, it's like they just go on Craigslist and just saying, needed punishment counsellor to do sordid acts. Teenagers.
Who may or may not be underage. They have actually said in this, which makes it worse.
Yeah, the movie is weird.
You have to assume they're probably 15 or 16.
Yeah, it never actually mentions.
But you've noticed all the females have very similar body types.
Yeah.
Their boobs are pretty much the same.
The main character
apart from the main character had bigger boobs.
Mm. No, the hero woman had bigger implant looking boobs.
Yeah.
Like a Carmen, yeah.
The main torture victim had slightly smaller boobs and then everyone else's was the same.
Yeah.
Well, they're the main characters. They get more character detail. Everyone else is an extra.
So I think the main torture victim was the same, just smaller. Overall,
yeah,
as
I could tell.
It's weird, though.
It wasn't much creative.
First episode had good animation. Second episode was a bit, Third episode had really good animation, and then fourth episode just drops in terms of animation quality. If that makes
sense.
That's
where the budget went.
All the budget went into the third episode with the tentacle robot.
Yeah.
But they were just like, no one's going to pay attention to that bit.
I mean, come on, it's tentacle robot. Everyone will skip to this part first.
We've got to get the detail on the on-off nipples just right, guys. Come on, we got
no one else's nipples were that detailed.
All right, guys, this is great. I'm just, I can see the head animation director going, this is great. I'm just going to borrow these images for a sec, guys. I'll be right back.
Going to the loo.
I'll be back in, like, I don't know, 15 minutes? Yeah, I got to go for a dunk, guys. Yeah, I'll be right back. Comes back later. Yeah, guys, you've got to start laminating these now because I just ruined everything. I kind of dropped it in the sink.
That's what happened.
I was just minding my own business, and then some pervert came in and just, oh, my God, did you catch on CCTV? Do you want school police? Oh, Jesus,
there's God, cameras man. In there? Oh, shit.
Oh, God. But, yeah, this is so weird. I was a little worried about...
It was kind of funny, but that's just because it was so messed up and bizarre.
I'm quite... Yeah,
it just makes you think, only in Japan would this be made.
Yeah. I find it interesting, her costume, her mask, the mask is slightly damaged on the cover, and you can see black hair. I think someone watched, like, the first 15 minutes of episode one, and just assumed the dark-haired chick was Keiko Kamen.
Possible.
Or maybe they had actually got someone in mind to be it with dark hair.
Maybe they've read the manga or whatever. But God, how awful would it be?
That's never shown in anything else other than that bit there.
Yeah.
And her eyes are a different color.
How awkward would it be if it turned out Keiko Kamen was like the best friend's mother or something? Considering the girl, Mayumi, has the crush on Keiko Kamen. Keeps switching from male to female. Oh, I love the teacher.
Well, she's obviously bi, and I don't know, a lot of them seem to be kind of...
Horn dogs?
Horn dogs for everyone, yeah.
I find it questionable, the demon NT headmaster, he says, I'm on my break. Yeah, baby, you want extra credits? And I'm having a conversation as they go down on him. Yeah. Yeah, well, what's the plan to get with the Keiko Kamen? Yeah, one sec. Alright, what was the plan again?
Also, there's the scene where we see his nightclothes.
Oh, God.
Which is like a
C390
thing.
Yeah.
And he still wears his, like, jester thing in his mask.
You see, I'm
he is supposed to be a demon, though.
Yeah. The big toenail or something. You know, I'm half tempted to go as Tita Ben to Alcon now. See if anyone gets it. They're like, oh my God!
You know who's the big toenail? I bet it's like the right hand of Satan, and then he's just like, very low down.
He's like the foot. But, right hand, I want you to take over the country. Left hand, I want you to kill the Pope. Alright.
Toenail, run a stall.
Cool. Can I do naughty things? Yeah, whatever. Here's some Nazi exploitation films. I'm sure they'll give you ideas. And what you did to mail them to Brad Jones, the cinema snob, you've got to review them. That reminds me. Hey, yeah, cinema snob, man, to me, Satan. You get those movies yet? Yeah, I need you to talk to people the Simpsons porno. And don't black box the masturbation scene. moving on.
I don't think I haven't drunk anything alcoholic, and I do wonder if I should have.
You can't wonder how Joey would react to this in the marriage tea drink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
She would have to have drunk some to actually sit through it, I reckon, and not get that embarrassed.
Could you imagine us trying to watch this while Matty was in the room?
You tried to get me, Matt.
I think you had to get him to drink until...
Yeah, I forgot about that. I tried the year before. I tried to get you and Matty, didn't I? And Jamie. And Jamie just bowled it and went to a room.
What with that?
Yeah, I tried to like, guys, you want views? And Jamie's like, oh, fuck yeah! And these two were all like, what was it, Adam?
I don't know, I think it's just... Not the kind of thing we normally watch, like,
I think you can start pretty much. It was a hentai lap! I think it looks
really much.
It's not quite.
She attacks people by putting her vagina in their face.
Okay, by request, I'm downloading the live-action version for you.
And you mentioned that they were 11
11 live action movies.
I need to say to everybody, keep your hands above your
waist. I need to choke on my drink, man. Also, what was the weapon she was using to smack
this
people?
This is a group!
Bamboo nunchucks.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think...
Super mega bamboo nunchucks that can break through steel.
I think we laughed the loudest when, well, they'll just really silly, chains.
Manacles, yeah.
I mean, they did have a lot of robot arms to abduct her with, so... And then there's a giant swastika that rotates.
See, that's not hard to set up. I could set up something like that in, like, a couple of hours, really.
But one minute she's screaming like, oh no, they'll reveal everything, what boy will want to marry me now? And then later on she's just wandering around naked anyway.
Yeah.
She's just given up all hope by that
point. <Stop. laughs> Fuck him. No one will marry
me. Oh,
she is very much a kind of a Mary Sue. There's no personality there other than screaming and wailing that she's, you know, being constantly tortured. And they wonder why she doesn't have good grades.
She's there for one reason, and one reason only. Boobs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, she keeps on falling in love and just not paying attention, because it's like,
yeah.
Oh, a teacher with muscles, how can that, that's not going to go wrong in any way.
She's so, worse than Carmen's mom.
They thought was gay, but wasn't, or was? No. I didn't really know what was going on.
The demonic principal said, well, I know he's gay, but no woman can resist muscles.
To be fair, he goes, oh, I'm straight, but I find him attractive or something like that.
Yeah, even he says, even he's gorgeous.
But then the gay one, even he falls a bit calm, but it might have just been the sense symbol shaped like a boy's face.
Yeah, he's a little boy's face. He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, little boys.
What else happened? I still can't get over the Nazi thing, though. I thought, wow, first episode we got Nazis also.
I thought Nazis was going to be a whole thing throughout it. I thought it was going to be like, well, Nazis did it, therefore you can understand why it's, you know, you have an excuse for them to be bad.
Well, but less than...
Fat Noah is a demon and...
We're less than 10 minutes into this thing and it's already taking a dark turn. I'm still being reminded of the Gestapo's last double G. Oh dear God. I'd say it's probably where they got the inspiration from. Films like Ursula, Seawolf of the SS. That's who she kind of reminded me of. Oh God, the Dominator. What? The Dominator. Miss Dominati? Was it?
Yeah, it was something really.
Dominator. There was an evil.
An S&M chick.
Yes, he was a Nazi.
And so our hero turns around and beats her with the nunchucks, which of course in turn causes... You like being beat up, so I'm going to do it and make you orgasm.
In front of the entire student body.
All male students seem very happy to be at this school.
Yeah,
to be fair, the SMN character disappeared after that, anyway.
She got fired.
Failed.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, one of them had the camcorder, the male students.
Yeah.
No doubt his teacher bends for a student. You catch it on film, right? Oh, God, yeah. I must confiscate this. For science! So we're going to learn about this in science? Kid, a freaking pretty clothes, I got to say. I've got to figure out how that works. And also masturbate. I mean, for science!
To be fair, the only time you saw them in class and the teacher was talking about sex education, I believe.
Oh, God, yeah.
No, you just seen them in class a few times. There was, like, maths, English.
Yeah.
Very vaguely.
Some sort of science-y thing. Like, sex ed. Oh, and gym.
Yeah, gym.
I'm sure there was something else, but there was... Maybe 3-4 minutes. Mm. Oh, the first one was a 60-question test.
Yeah.
On all subjects as well.
Yeah. You had a question a minute, and then she fell asleep.
Yeah.
And it was in the middle of the night, and they had these giant flicking lights on them, and...
They did call it a concentration camp as well.
Oh, God, yeah, that joke. This is a real concentration camp, kiddies.
The whole thing was terrible.
Yeah. I don't know why I keep looking at Tita Ben. I keep thinking Dr. Insane for some odd reason. You want me to do what? Dear God. Oh, is it for science?
Where did we got science?
But yeah, I did expect more of a story. Nothing really happened at the
end. For an 18, though, that was really tame.
It was quite tame. I do wonder if it was a 15 in Japan.
It was probably a 15, but they made it 18 because of the tentacle episode actually fondling the nipples.
Yeah, that's probably the only major bit that was more rapey and less comical.
I do find it hilarious. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that was it.
I was about to say, I do find it hilarious. They actually addressed, in one scene she turns up and they're like, wait, we didn't hear your theme tune though.
They not enough of an audience.
Oh, God.
Also, she kept on changing whether she was modest about her nudity or proud about it.
Well, it's probably
she was quite in the first two episodes.
Yeah.
She didn't give a crap, apart from when she was masturbating over Mr. Muscle.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she was quite proud, and then it was only really about 2.5 seconds in the third one, and then a good chunk of the fourth one, where she was embarrassed.
No,
about
I'm sure it was random bits throughout the whole thing. I remember. Only for 2 seconds. She'd say a line and then just carry on.
Hmm.
Oh, I should be embarrassed, but no, I will not be for justice.
But it's episode 3, she keeps going, oh, I'm so embarrassed, but maybe I should wear panties. No, I must not.
That was the last one.
That was the last one.
Episode 3. No, it's like I said, it's probably schizo.
Yeah. Well, you are running around naked, suffocating people to death with your vagina.
You're glowing in the dark. You've got a
few screws loose back.
Yeah, you're glowing in the dark.
The names
of her attacks, the muff attacks, are wrong because a muff is pubic hair and she had none.
If she did have pubic hair, it might explain how she was suffocating them.
No, because that would give you some air holes.
Oh, God, imagine if she had crabs. Oh, God, I can taste the crabs!
To be fair, on the last bit, it didn't look like when she squished the samurai's face, it did look like she was on
the I'm not sure if that wasn't just her arm that was cut up.
No,
I wonder if it just went red with embarrassment or whether it's
possible. But the next minute it was gone.
So.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does she do 1 week out in a month?
Well,
he had that big red mark on his face. Maybe she had a period on his face.
It's possible.
Tampons?
That kind of killed the hero.
What's that string coming out there?
Yeah, I was about to say, no one knows my face, but everyone knows my body.
Everyone knows
that
I'm on my period.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I assume she must use tampons, because otherwise...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she must turn up, and it's just like, what? Why is this stuff dribbling down your leg?
Oh, God. Imagine if that
has been... What
the fuck is that? Imagine if that actually been an episode, they're like, but where the hell is she?
It might be in the movie. It might be in the manga. I didn't actually see how long the manga
was. Once a month, that poor girl will probably get re-raped.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Once a month.
Give it a couple of months and they can work out her cycle.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Just give it once a month, she doesn't come to rescue her for the brutal rape.
This is a massive rape orgy at the school. 5 days every month.
Alright, if we've done this correctly, Carmen's going to be here. So we've got to get everything in 5 days. Come on, everyone, come on. Girls, take your clothes off, come on. We're running out of money to put the school uniforms. I'd rather not tear them off.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was expecting her by the fourth program to almost be like, just kind of sigh and just start taking the clothes off so she didn't have to have all splashed up.
Or just wearing budget. A cheap bathrobe.
Yeah, the budget for clothing for that school must be pretty high.
You know what would have been funny? If for those 5 days of the month, she just got a friend to cover and then, you suddenly, instead of Kekka Kami's music playing, you hear this dun, dun, And it just suddenly the Nolan Batman jumps down. They're like, oh, shit, it's Batman.
No.
Or is it just his crotch attack?
Or is it Jay Batman, midnight up on the Eastern Watch?
I was going to say it was just some random old Batman that fills in for her and just wears the mask.
She calls Bane.
Crush.
She calls Bane. He's already got the mask. You just have to take off the leotard.
No one asked me before. No one knew who I was before. I put on my mask.
Oh God, Bane shows up. He's wearing a speedo. He's like,
he's not even wearing a speedo.
Yes, I know it's small, but still, let's do that to you. It's still gonna hurt when I jump in your face. That's what we're looking. I might just break your back, like the bat. But first things first, who wants to be decapitated?
Oh God, it could be worse. They just take a shitload of Viagra, rips off some guy's head and just falls for it.
Hey, dude, headmaster, this is you next. I want to be in you.
He is a villain.
Yeah, she makes the mistake calling me. It's like,
so I've been called here to stop this shit. I actually approve. I got this.
Oh God, imagine if we got freaking midnight at who's enough. The people joke is the gay Batman, because he is a gay version of Batman. His husband is a guy called Apollo, who's basically a gay version of Superman. Imagine if they called him midnight at. Hey there, it's fight's over, I'm going to break your legs now. Oh, why am I at it? Bend over this table, do you mind getting my butt? I got this giant jackhammer, I don't know how to use it. Which is how he actually killed the supervillain in the comics once. No, basically his husband got away by a supervillain, and like, the husband just basically vaporizes the guy's kneecaps off, so he can't run away. No. He's lying on the floor, crawling away, bleeding, saying, I'll fucking get you for this, and he's like, no you won't, because my husband wants a word, looks around, there's midnight over tight blood-covered jackhammer. Hi there, I heard you're the guy that raped my husband. You might want to bite that, not something.
How'd you do?
Superhero,
I've seen it. Oh, there's some stupid heroes. Like, was it White Flame?
The cocaine one.
Yeah.
Snowflame.
That's the one. Snowflame. I love Snowflame. It's fantastic. This is official copy from Marvel as well, isn't it?
DC.
It's DC. That makes it even better somehow.
It was from New Guardians, where one of the superheroes was an AIDS victim of immortality.
Yeah, it's just crazy. The quotes from him, it's fantastic.
It's getting a little off topic.
Just a bit, but not really.
Okay.
He calls up Hulk. Just this big naked green dude in a mask.
No one knows who I am. Everyone know Buddy. No one, no face.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. We'll stop everything. Yeah, you can have the girl.
Put some pants on. Jesus, let's come on.
Don't jump on our faces.
Oh, God, it's the thing.
Oh, God, it's everywhere.
Well, at least he's already the Hulk. And it sort of happened halfway through.
No, that's how it should happen. He goes, hello? My name's Dr. Bruce Banner. Please don't make me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry. Because I'm always angry, apparently. And they're like, eh, what are you going to do about it, nerdo? And then he just slowly turns into the Hulk. And then, like, you just need to stand out the Hulk. And then they look at him, and then soon the pants drop. And they're like, okay, well, stop helping me.
I'm quite sure that I remember official canon being that Bruce Banner has killed a woman by hulking out. During sex.
I don't know, I don't remember that one.
It would be really surprising.
I don't think it was actually on screen,
I do remember in Ultimate Comics, Bruce becomes the Hulk, and all the Hulk wants to do is fuck Betty, to the point he knocks over 3 skyscrapers and kills 300 people. And then in Ultimatum, which is a terrible fucking miniseries, he hulks out so bad that the Hulk is, like, jumping around with a giant hard-on. But they basically staggered out the hard-on. For some bizarre reason, Jeff Loeb, the guy that make Green the Ultimate Spider-Man, and Hulk Agents of Smash, the new cartoon, had an obsession with showing the Hulk with a giant hard-on in official comics.
See, now what is official is that She-Hulk is a massive whore that has slept her way through the superhero community.
She's literally Juggernaut sloppy second.
Yeah, I...
Once you go Juggernaut, it's physically impossible to go back. God.
Honestly.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Anyway, so the anime.
I think we've covered the anime.
The very last few seconds of the last episode, where it was just a random air balloon made out of a mat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was someone in the background, wings, that was flying.
Oh, yeah, that was Mazinga.
Mazinga, which one was that again?
That's one of the robots. That's what his jetpack looked like.
Oh,
I think it was Mazinga Z flying away. Hey, Keke Carmen! Hello! Nice tits! See you later! You want Venus for the team up?
Fucking ridiculous.
Well, it's kind of the guy. The guy's famous for about 3 things.
Yeah.
Titties, gore, giant robots.
Very disappointed at the lack of giant robots.
And gore.
I was going to say.
I'm not that bothered about the gore.
Yeah, but anywho, so, do you think this is something you'd recommend to people?
Maybe a certain type of person, but it's not something I'd recommend, you know, family.
Or friends.
Hey,
not friends you like, anyway.
You think we should try and trick Matt into watching
it? Yeah, I was going to say, highly recommend it to Matt.
He'd enjoy it.
He'd enjoy it, so long as he's alone.
Oh.
He'll enjoy it a little too much.
Oh.
The possibly 18, maybe 15, 14 year old.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Yeah. But I mean, we can always review the live action later.
Yeah, that's lucky.
Do you really want to watch porn with these guys?
Oh, we already have.
Could be worse. We could have watched Attack Swing Team versus the Undead. It's basically about a bunch of girls in their swimsuit outfits fighting zombies in just their swimsuit outfits. That had, not only did that film have lesbian rape in it, it also had flute rape.
Sounds more fun than this.
Oh, it also had a chick ripping out some guy's intestines and wearing them like Tom Baker's cigar from Doctor Who.
Something more fun than this. I think
silly as this is, if it had a bit of a better
story it would be more interesting.
It would have been more, yeah.
Yeah, this wasn't especially terrible, as it were. Mm. It just couldn't really go anywhere.
A bit more.
It was just 2 hours of fantasy.
And while I said that the gore isn't necessary to make it better, chicks wearing guys' intestines as scars does sound pretty cool.
But wearing them like Tom Baker's scar from Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. Was this live action?
Yes.
Yeah, that's even better then.
Oh, and there's one guy who's getting around decapitating people with metallic rulers. You're looking it up now, aren't you?
No, Steam keeps popping up. Such and such event is going on. Do you want to watch it? No. I've said no 3 times. Stop giving me pop-ups, you bastard.
I think that's about it, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Thank you. I want to thank everyone for joining me tonight.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling that Adam's going to go home. I'm assuming that's what
we're saying. Yeah, it's getting a bit late, so.
I think it's gone midnight. It's not January yet, is it?
No.
So we can't go Happy New Year yet. So.
Merry Christmas.
Maybe in a few months.
Yes.
Being in September, I think you're a little out.
Oh yeah, September. Well, God, it's the first. That's how crap my job is. I keep forgetting what the days are. Oh. Hey, thank you for listening, folks. Good night.